Wenn Sie nicht was schwätzen, bleiben Sie noch offen.
Rather help. I'm just going to rather help him with the Zoom and the shows to change it. Zoom in. And shout me in the knot. Afterwards, till the end of the year. Go on and rather help him. You want people to rather help. But he didn't rather help him. Beshus, the Chosh of Oilem, Mahal Tindu Baruch Hashem, in the middle of Hilchus Tfilin. Last week we went together, Bisla Aluchus and Tfilin Shal Yad. And the Bistiyat Tshma, I'm Amchuk Zan, the Gav, Tfilin Shal Rosh. No, I'm Amchuk Zan, I caught a Chassidish of Oat, and a Tayekish of Oat, Tfam Haib Tun, the Gav, Tfilin Shal Yad, and Tfilin Shal Rosh. I'm Shim Shur Fall Hirsh, Al Tamoy Dike Hezbe, what's the Inu, we first put on Tfilin Shal Yad, and only after we put on Tfilin Shal Rosh. The Porsche, also ich steig in Teure, geschaut mir aus der Decho. Heute die Tove ist bei Ihnen. Gemahle bei Kodesh, es ist Mahle bei Kodesh, es ist nicht ein Reusch, es ist nur Kodesh. Halachically, there's differences, there's darf ich gemein, es ist nicht aber, es ist nur Kodesh und schon Reusch. Wie ich sehe, so wurde gesagt, ich sehe, Tfile Shel Yad ist der Beginn für Nase. Tfile Shel Reusch ist der Ende für Nishma. Which means, first you have to take action, first you have to do the mitzvahs, with your hand. Do the mekayim the mitzvah, kshat min oisa levecho. And tefillah shel roish is the only one you want to understand. Very nice. If you understand, it's all amazing. But not because you don't understand, you do understand, you've got to have any effect on whether you're doing the mitzvah. So the first has to be the nasa, afterwards can be the nishma. That's the only one that's an ayek shavot. It's a moed ekhsid shavot. A hashkofet ekevot. In Alte Bian Rebbe, he says, tefillah shel yad has got one bias. You see, la'aloch as well, if you open them up, Not normally they get opened up, but you can see on the outside of the bias, you've got only one bias. You take off the lid, you can see. It's all one bias, because inside, if you open up the stitches, you'll see inside is all one bias. And on it is one long piece of parchment, which has got written all four parashas on it. Whereas the Tzvin Shalroish has got four separate compartments. Each one has got a separate parasha on it. You've got Shema Avo and Shema Kaddish Vayu Kiviyacho. Four different parashas. There's four different batim. And he says the Indian is as follows. He says, four batim means that a person can have chiluki deis, which means, as we always know, Klal Yisrael, b'shamay, b'siddel, can have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and as well, they have different mahalakon of Eretz Hashem, how to say the Rabbi Yisrael, chassidish, litvish, yekish, svadish, temanish, already by Kris Yamsul as a necessity in the time of emergency. No, we're not going together. 12 different mahalakon, say the Rabbi Yisrael, 12 different shvatim. That's the way we are, and that's the way it's meant to be. 12 sha'arim and shemayim. Magaron writes after Ashura's 12 windows, except the tefillahs. Chiluki deis is good. It's normal, it's meant to be like that. But with one condition. There has to be tefillah shel yad. Tefillah shel yad is one bias. Keneged halei, when it comes to the heart, when it comes to loving every yid, then it has to be united. Then it has to be stay one. Not because I've got a different Kabbalah than you from my Rebbe, how to say the Rebbe Shem. Is that a reason that it should make any difference to the heart? A heart, we have to be united, we have to be one. So Muridik can solve a lot of issues and have this appreciation, understanding. Taka, I'm chayyuk b'chol toike with the ganze shafkeit. Look at the way the Rambam screams, the Rebbe screams at the Rambam. Beautiful. But for half the Rebbe can make us stay, that doesn't alter. So now coming to Halacha Dik in Yonim, the Gabba Tvinish Arosh. So, like we said, number one, we have to, it's Malam HaKodesh, we're going from Tvinish Yad to Tvinish Arosh. Now when we put her on, so Taka it says it's not a hefsek, you can kiss them before. Clearly, and Shemaisel kiss the tefillin when they put them on, when they take them off, should have used some mitzvahs. But it's not really fair for me to demonstrate because there's not much hair left for Hashem. But the halacha is that they can't go past your hairline at the front. Now, what do you do? I mean, for this I will use my own head. But if someone had more hair, then you normally can see it's a little bit softer, the area of the hair. Where there used to be hair, that you can still tell. So the front of the tefillin could not go further below the hairline. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes about this in Simach of Zion, Siv Tes. He writes about this very, very strongly. And so much so, when he's talking in Shemir Saloshin, in two places in Shemir Saloshin, in Shah Torah Perek Zion and Chedek Beis Perek Chavav, when he's writing examples of people that don't learn halacha and therefore they don't know what to do, his example is how to wear the tefillin shel rosh. So he writes over here, Sivkot Lichov Zayin, he says, V'chol ha-manichal al-ha-meitzach, someone who puts the tefillin on the forehead, who minikroim, V'lo yosa mitzvah. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah. V'chol bal nefesh yaze lechaveiram. Every bal nefesh should warn his friends. So maybe we'll be able to be included in this now. We'll come together, learn this mishtabur together. V'chinef v'yaze lechaveiram. V'yelam lehim sh'tishem sh'lei koshv. They're not to stumble in this inyan. Not to wear the tefillin too low. V'lo yimonach tefillin. It's going to be chas v'sholom. Shum be included in poishis v'sol v'gufam. Very sharp, and it's going to be a brocha v'atola. It's as if they're still put away. Be very careful not to wear the tefillin too low. Now at the back, where the tefillin go, at the back you've got a little ditch where the bone goes in. Now really the way it should be, if you've got a dalad knot, the top of the tefillin should be on the top part, and the little part of the bottom part of the dalad should be on the part below over there. Now that's not always so easy, but one thing Mishabur says clearly, not have it too low, that it shouldn't be on the actual neck. It shouldn't be on the actual neck. So what you can do is important to know, is to be able to adjust the knot. Now, I've many times had people come to me after davening, can you adjust the knot? It's very, very simple. So maybe we could just zoom in a little bit. I'll try to make it as clear as possible. The way it works, just to get the way the system works, there's two knots really. That's the actual protection, we'll put the case back on. The way it works is, you've got some of them, we've got, look at the shape of a dalad or yud, and the other one looks like a mem. Now, Hashkocha brought this just last night. Someone was telling me that the mem that people have got, which looks like it looks like not a double yud, it's four boxes, four knots. This has got three out of four. You're missing the last one, so it looks to got the shape of a yud. The other one has got four. So someone told me last night that there was a certain choshev dying in London that some years ago had the whole campaign in the shul to make sure everyone changes. He did not like the mems. He said the mem should really be a dalad. There's no mekoy. So he asked me, it's not true, it is true. So my father actually gave me this knot. He's got a knot of a real mem. This is called the mem knot. And this is very, very complicated to make. This is what the person we're talking about, two dalits. Now you've got a hole in the middle. I've never actually seen anyone wear one of these. Yes. But trust my father, have you seen people wear these? Yeah, in clothes they wear these knots? Trust my father, he had one at home, one of these knots available. This is a combination of two dalits together. Two dalits together with a hole in the middle.
Yeah. Why do you need two? What's wrong with one? Why do you need two?
I don't know. You got two sheens as well. You got on the Rosh. The letters, sheen, dalit, and yod form the Shem Shakai. You got a sheen, you got a dalit here, you've got a yod by the Sheliad. Lemaisa, I haven't seen these around, but these are apparently the real mems. See, he was at the whole campaign that it should change them from the mems to the dalit. So, I've got here a dalit. I want to show you how simple it is to change the knot. The way it works is as follows. You've got a ritzua coming over here. This is the same one coming over here. The way it works is, it goes in, it folds back on itself, and it goes back down. That's as simple as it is. If you would look at it as one simple ritzua, the way it would work is, you've got a knot like this, it goes back in itself, and then it continues. So all you need to do is to be able to make it a little bit, to loosen that little bit, and to be able to maneuver that knot. So you've got, even if it's not as simple as a key, all you do is you've got a strap stuck in the way. You move that knot, that one out of the way. You have to be careful to say the Shem Kedushas Tefillin. The looser that you have it, that you have the tool, the easier it will be.
I can't see what you're doing. Can you see me actually?
Then you can pull down the ritzua from the top. So the more you pull, the further it will go down. Then on the other side, you pull it back up. Put it back up on that side. And then you pull it down. And then Hashem Kedushas Tefillin. Put it down again. Push that back in the way it was before. Tighten it. Done.
So
simple as that. That's
so easy. And nobody knows.
It's as simple as that. It's the same knot folded over. And if you look at your tefillin, it's too tight or too loose. That's all it takes. You can loosen it back again, you loosen it, you put it back, we'll change it back afterwards.
It never works
that way. That, and the other one, if you tackle it to have the type of the mem, it's even simpler. Just follow it through, look at it, just look at it carefully, you'll see the same ritual going down, it's all it takes. And you have to say the same conditions twinning before, and you're sorted. As simple as that. Now, one thing is, tighter or less tight, whatever. So I tackle as I've learned that lockers. I saw that the ritzua should be slightly higher, like a tefillah should be just above. And I was wearing that tefillah and I saw that mine was slightly below. So just last week, after the first shiur, I adjusted it slightly. In English, they say practice what you preach, you know, so check my lot, the mood is slightly fine, it's a little bit tight, it's good. Fine, Baruch Hashem, a good kshir. That is the gaba, the tefillin shel rosh. Now, a very important is that there should be the right way, which means that the very common that the straps very rarely happens. That I can hear, can I sometimes the two is wrong around. The two is over here. Rarely you'll have it turned over. Some furshim chaber and some chavzayin sivyud. Now they have to be careful to read the right way around. And if the wrong way around, it's not very good. So I have to fast with stock. You have to be careful. The two should always be the right way around. Yes, good. The Rambam Taka holds that Chatchila Goy side should be black. We don't pass in the Shabbat with black. But either way, that side should be the right way around. Now, there's another in there, which is also a wichtig halacha, when you take them off. Just a few weeks ago, I was teaching in class, the Bar Mitzvah class, the Hilchos Tefillin. So some boys are already wearing them, some are not. So you expect the boys that have learned Hilchos Tefillin, Taka know them. So he came to me after that, I said, oh, Rebbe told me there's something new, to take off the Sharosh with your left hand. So you probably already got into that motion for the last 40, 50 years. The reason is that it should be difficult for you to take it off. Really, when you were wearing tefillin the whole day. So this says you should take the tefillin off. Simchav ches. The Shavura writes it to Kotten Vav. That it's good to take off the tefillin. Yesh mechachom esher noyegin lachlitz atvin esher oish biyat smoil. Should take off the left shiyat keo. Laharoi shekosha olav chalitzosom. To show that it's difficult, you want to be able to keep the tefillin off for longer.
And to get to yad the other way.
It carries on, thank you very good. They should do it the other way around. In order, it should be taken off speedily, it should be taken off calmly. Now, there's another very interesting thing which the Kaf HaChayim brings from the Zohar Kodesh, that you should look at, it's also not a very well known thing, you should look at the two Sheans, glance at them just before you put on the Shalrosh. The Kaf HaChayim brings, don't take very long to get used to look at the one of the four, there's two Sheans, one of them's got four heads. One of them got three, and he says something fascinating. He says the two Sheans add up to 613. Now, how do you get two Sheans 613? So, if I remember correctly, that the Cheshvan is as follows. Sheehan is 300, Sheehan is 300, so we've got 600. Then you've got seven heads. You've got four heads, and three heads is another seven. And then you've got a Sheehan and a Sheehan, which makes spell the word Sheish, which spells the word six. So you've got six with the seven heads, together with 600, 613. Le man tia teres Hashem beficha, to be able to learn better. He meshabed himself, his heart and his mind, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I will mention that there are the whole 2 points. Number one is regarding taking them off. Now, the Rama writes clearly when exactly are they meant to be taken off. Simchafe, Sif Yud Gimel. We're talking about there's no rota for the kids and all the other things that goes on in the morning. Talking about starting from the beginning. Some people have the luxury now of having a more relaxed morning than others amongst us. But Mechaber writes as follows. After he said Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh by Avodah Tzion, not to take off before them. Zog the Rima, v'yesh misha kosa atzada kabbalah, sheloi lachleit ad she'oma v'hem sholesh kedushas. By Arba Kedeshim, which means you have three Kedushas. You got the Kedush of Yoytzam Oyes, the Kedusha by Chazos Tashatz, and the third Kedusha in the Volatil. That's three Kedeshim, three Kedushas, and four Kedeshim, which means the Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu, which even if there's no Yosem there, the meaning is still to say Kaddish after Aleinu. V'hochi Noegim HaMadaktikim. The best thing is to say, take the tefillin off only the Kaddish after Aleinu. You've got a sum total of three Kedushas and four Kedeshim. Now, Mishnah Berurah adds later on in Siman Lamed Zayin, which Reish Chochma writes the speciality of doing this, the Anshei Maaseh have the meaning to learn something with a tefillin on. Mishnah Berurah writes this in Siman Lamed Zayin, Siv Kotten. Siv Kotten Zayin. Aber Anshei Maaseh noyegim lo mit achat tefillah betefillin. To learn something with a tefillin on, he warns you should be careful not to speak Dvorim with Helim, shouldn't come to Hesach Adas. Just talk about grace is actually about this learning something with the tefillin, and especially with tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, it's a great thing to learn something for the Nesugah of Chochma, to learn something with tefillin on. Now I'll tell you two things. One, I heard the younger man had the kvias to learn 1 minute. 1 minute to learn with his tefillin on. He made the siyam on the whole of Nach. Every day, along it took him, a pasuk, three psukim, how easy they were. He went through, took him time, And I had another friend of mine, Yisrael. Now this is quite interesting of a sefer to do this, but he asked a favor from the younger man when he brought his tefillin over in town. He said, okay, what do you want to ask me? He said, I want you to tell me, B'li Nedi Mekabel, every day you wear over in town's tefillin, to learn two Mishnayos with the tefillin. Okay, so it was a I know this person. He was talking Mekabel, and he made every day learn two Mishnayos with the town's tefillin on. He finished counting, she said the Mishnah, just from that curious. You know, the tafiyem is that tzloch is every day a certain amount, even if it's little. Two Mishnayos a day, could he learn with his tefillin on? It's a gewalt, because against the regular tefillin with his tefillin on. Another important thing to mention, someone showed me last week actually after the Shia, that his ritzuas, I've never seen ritzuas looking like this, were mamash bubbly, they were peeling off. He told me what good quality tefillin, they were good. I told him he must have such kavon about davening and schwitzing away, if he has such an effect on ritzuas. He didn't seem to be convinced with his great anivus. But what I did tell him, and this could be, that there's various issues which are not so much halachically based, but practical tips and advice of how to look after the tefillin. There's a London man who lives in Anastrom and years called Dan Roth. He has a whole series, he's got a whole moysid, I would call it, a virtual moysid of Torah, where he's there, he goes through various interesting points on how to look after the tefillin. Some of them sound very basic, but they're very important. He says, number one, as simple as being careful when you put them into the box. If you just yank them in, why should they stay straight? Why should the corners stay sharp? Before you know it, they're going to turn around just because you're not careful enough when you put them in. You put them in carefully, it's a very simple thing. Another interesting thing is you see sometimes people that are putting their tools around the boxes, they're putting it very, very, very tight, or they're taking it, say, sharp angles. He says, taking sharp angles, not from wearing them. The wear and tear can happen after you finish putting on the tefillin, more than when you're actually wearing them. You're tightening it too tight, or you're taking angles that can cause your tools to crack, and that can sometimes cause issues. Something else, which he actually demonstrates there to what extent he saw the pair of tefillin, he couldn't believe what happened was, has tefillin that became almost rounded. The bottom of the, what happened was, the person liked to take a shower before davening, maybe went to mikveh, and he wasn't careful enough to dry his hair well enough. So if I had my type of hair, it would be less of an issue, I suppose. If you have slightly more, then you can't wet tefillin. Every day you're putting your tefillin on, after all the leather, putting on wet hair, it's going to have an effect on the leather, and it can disform them just to how you put them on. You make sure your hair's totally dry.
Well, after davening, the spring was so hot, the davening, you used to put it upside down for a few minutes.
To cool off. What do you think? The Shiva's davening. Actually, recording of his davening, you can listen, imagine she was hot like last year when he made the campaign, a few seconds of his ishtabach. More inspiring. It's worth listening to. The Meister, what he has there is another important point. When you travel, to be careful not to put them in the actual suitcase, to put them in hand luggage. I always thought, it's like anything precious you want to take with you in case it gets lost, delayed. He's got a different issue. He's got the temperature. It can be below 70 degrees in the cargo, and the cold atmosphere can damage a tefillin. Not only the cold atmosphere, also the heat. You can have sometimes in a car. People can leave tefillin in the car for many hours. A chavon is learning, a person leaves child in the car, it can be fateful. The temperature in a car on a sunny day is the nicest to remember. It feels like in Manchester's time of the year. Actually, sometimes you have sunshine, it can get hot, it can get warm. Some people even need air conditioning. These things happen here. But other parts of the world, as many months of the year, boiling hot. You leave your tefillin in the car. And that's what I suspect. The amount of children has his tefillin, he told me that it keeps him in the car. And very likely that caused it to melt, it caused it to disform. And I suggested him he should check out his parishes. Because if your tefillin looked like that, more likely than not, there could be letters that have rubbed off from the heat and it could damage them. So if you see that the tefillin has an effect to keep it at room temperature overnight, it would be much better than just taking it in.
Who says that?
Practical advice. That
it can damage,
the tefillin. You can see. It can damage the parishes, certainly. You can see parishes, stream cold, it can cause the crack, it can ice up the letters, it's ink. It gives to such extreme temperatures, talking about thousands of... Even if it's wrapped up, it has an effect. He says, would you ever dream of taking wrapped up tefillin and putting them in an oven?
That's funny.
Putting your tefillin in an oven when it's on.
Or in a freezer.
You leave it there every day, putting your tefillin in the freezer for a few hours every day, and if something happens to them, you won't be surprised. One last point to mention, the Shevet Rebbe writes about this, about the Inyan of putting Rebbeinu Tam's tefillin on Druchas also Shatz. But according to what we learned, there's the Inyan to have three Kedushas and four Kedashim. She's not very excited about it. There is a Lekutim Ariach in Limut Chus, that's in Lamut Chus, but it is. If someone has time, he is the Chatchila to do it all after davening when he finishes a Kaddish after Leinu, then he puts it on. There were places, such in his soil, talking to Druchas also Shatz, that they were happy that Leinu were busy with their tefillin. And they used to come, there's a tshuva in one of this forum. The Rav used to do it, otherwise he would get shilas in the middle of Chazal Shat, they had to answer the Olam, because they came over to him to ask him things. So therefore he wanted to put on Tvinim in time to be looking busy, not to get disturbed. But if a person's got the time, it's better to put them afterwards, to learn something with them. She was doing the kind of missus properly, and to make sure that it's kosher.
It's better, it's better, right. Where you put Rabbeinu Tam's right after the conversion with Ezra,
yeah.
Before the
cousin's
starts.
No, you need that
Kedusha. Yeah. But the mile is that the Kedusha.